Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vonn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
Welcome back, loyal listeners, to another episode of the Grab Stack Radio Show. It's Friday, which means it's once again time for our listener mailbag. And we're going to get to that in just a second. But first, I have a very exciting announcement. I'm opening my first retail store in Pflugerville. You may have heard rumors about this in the past because I spread the rumors on this very show. But they are rumors no more. This is real. Your good buddy Grabstack just put a whole collection of marbles down as collateral on a location right on Main Street. Heck, it's sandwiched between the Burger Shack and the Hat Store. It's perfect. Lots of light, a showroom, and a factory floor around back. And I know what I'm going to sell at my first ever retail store. But am I ready to spill the beans? Wait, am I selling beans? I thought I was selling socks. Uh-oh, I've given away my secret. Don't tell anyone. But just between my loyal listeners and me, it's true. Grabstack Sock Emporium is happening. Socks as far as the eye can see. I'll be my own biggest customers. I'll buy them all. Okay, calm down, Grabstack. Let's get back to our regularly scheduled programming for today. The Listener Mailbag. Say, did you know you can ask me whatever you want? It's true. Just email me at grabstack@gokidgo.com. And fire away about the world of Bobby Wonder, why Flarsh Marflers go with just about anything, and why socks are the greatest invention of the last 4,000 years. That's just a fact, people. Really, you can just ask me anything, and your question could get read live on air. All right. Time to get to today's questions. Our first question comes from Shania. Shania writes, does Grabstack wear underwear? I think Grabstack should have 21 seat belts in Bobby Wonder, including one for his teeth. Well, Shania, those are very good questions. Actually, what we have here is a question and a piece of advice. Let's cover the advice first. I could not agree more with the large number of seat belts. I currently use 6 seat belts, a football helmet, and hockey pads. But when Bobby Wonder crash lands, he really does it in style. I'm going to request at least 5 more seat belts just because you sent me this email. Oh, and fun fact, my teeth fall out all at once, not one at a time. They're all stuck together, and they do like to fly out of my mouth during a crash landing. Okay, now for the question. Do I wear underwear? Well, this feels very personal. Yes, Carl, I'm blushing. Deal with it. Aren't you supposed to get me a neck pillow? Now, about this underwear situation, I'm not sure if you're aware, Shania, but I'm covered in orange fur. To be honest, this makes underwear a fashion nightmare for your run-of-the-mill furry creature, but not for Grabstack. When I'm in the mood to wear underwear, I never wear tidy-whities. They don't complement my skinny legs. They just kind of fall off. Instead, I wear boxers that are about four sizes too big, and then I hold them up with a pair of rainbow suspenders. They look amazing and so breathable. Thanks for writing in, Shania, even if it was a bit personal, made me blush. Moving on to our next question of the day. This one comes from Rowan in Colorado. You know, I once went to Colorado. It's where I found Carl, the station manager. I took one look at Carl and thought, sure, he's the mountain man with a really big beard, but really, he's a station manager. The rest is history. Rowan writes, I love Larsh Marflers. I love waffles. And this is my question. What is your favorite time of the day? And one more thing, your show is the best. So much to unpack, Rowan. I should have hired you to be my station manager. You hear that, Carl? We could be eating waffles and Flarsh Marflers right now. What's that, Carl? Do I want a celery stick? You see what I'm dealing with here, Rowan? If you're ever in Pflugerville, look me up. I might be hiring. Thank you for the compliment about my show. It gives me an idea to pay it forward. I've been listening to a couple of new shows I just love, and I think you'd love them too. One is called Howdy Sheriff. It's about a 10-year-old sheriff. And the other one is called Sam Archer. It's about a third-grade detective. Find Howdy Sheriff and Sam Archer wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, Carl, the station manager, you can go ahead and bill the sheriff and the detective for the ad I just ran. Now on to your question, Rowan. What is my favorite time of day? Well, when I was living on Florida, my favorite time of day was the mid-morning waffle break. I mean, the late morning waffle break is nice, and the early afternoon waffle break is enjoyable. Actually, the late afternoon waffle break isn't bad either, but really, the mid-morning waffle break is the best one. Now that I'm living in Pflugerville on Bobby Wonder's desk, I hardly ever get waffles. Sometimes it's only three times a day. Evenings are nice because Bobby goes to sleep early and I stay up late writing a great American novel. It's a work in progress, but I can tell you the main character is a sock salesman from Spokane. It's got pathos, it's got adventure, it's got socks. Obviously, it'll be a huge bestseller when it comes out. I do also like early mornings in Pflugerville when I have a pot of tea and sit in my little rocking chair and look out the window. Sometimes a sheep walks by or a duck flies over. It's very common. Oh, and I also like afternoons because that's when Bobby Wonder usually takes me to the snow cone hut for a snow cone. Delightful! So I guess the answer to Rowan's question is morning, noon, and night. I like all the different times of the day. Thank you for writing in, everyone. I hope your curiosity has been quenched for now. And for everyone listening at home, if you have a burning question, send it on over to Grabstack at gokidgo.com. Just don't let the burning question burn you. I don't want you to have to go to the emergency room for burning question burns. Anyway, your question could be read live on my show. You could be famous just like me. And did you know there are all sorts of shows that take place in Pflugerville? It's true. Just search for Go Kid Go and you'll find them all. It's a grab bag of great stuff. Thanks for tuning in for another amazing mailbag show, listeners. This is Grabstack signing off.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.